Welcome, everybody, to the Lifecast.
What's that?
This is the podcast we do every week on the lifecast.net. I'm your host, Deanna Manassian, here with Tiffany Ma,
yo,
Adam Osmani, and Pat Bowden.
Hey.
How's it going, everybody?
Oh, it's going.
Is it?
It's going.
That's good. Good to hear. What have you been doing lately?
We just ate.
Yeah, we just ate. We just did our social eating thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
It is.
Yeah. Have you played any games?
A lot of Pubig.
Yeah, I've been playing some PUBG,
yeah.
PlayerUnknown's, some Battlegrounds.
Yeah. You should say the full name when you're introducing a thing. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, I say PUBG or Battlegrounds usually.
Pubig.
Pubig sounds very weird to me.
It sounds horrible.
Yeah, it sounds awful.
It pisses a lot of people off.
Yeah.
Thanks.
But it's like a nice piss off, you know. It's not like I'm gonna end your.
Yeah,
assistance. It's like, oh,
it's
you
a
rascal.
Harmless piss off. So I don't get mad at it usually.
Know. You rascal, you.
Yeah, you rascally. Mm. You're just saying that word wrong.
Like puns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Winnie the Pooh is big.
Oh wait, what?
He Pooh Bear like.
Pooh
Bear, Winnie the Pooh Bear.
All right.
So speaking of puns, I've been thinking a lot about puns recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you made me think.
I was talking to you about this earlier, yeah. And when people tell a pun and they have that reaction where it's like, oh man, that was so horrible. Mm-hmm. Can we stop that?
Why?
Yeah, puns
should,
are nice.
We should take a moment to appreciate puns.
Yeah.
And how great they are. And that, oh, fuck, I wish you were never born. You
yeah,
know,
that's
it's,
extreme.
It's really
like
annoying,
the,
I'll be honest.
I do the, but, like, I wish I had thought of it first.
Yeah.
So I'm a little jealous at people who can do puns, like, on a dime.
Yeah. But, like, whenever you hear people like, oh, that was horrible, leave. Just fucking stop.
Yeah,
really
can we have
good,
fun?
Though.
Huh?
Actually, it's like sometimes they're good.
Yeah.
So puns take effort.
They do.
Uh-huh.
You gotta emphasize it, too, but not too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
oh,
my
I
PSA about
too.
Puns. Don't be a fucking dick. Just let the puns be. Laugh at it. You don't have to. Just say, oh, hey, nice. Or, wow, that was bad. But don't be like, oh, wow. I can't believe you fucking put me out of my way for 2 seconds. Shut up.
Yeah.
Remember the golden rule.
What's that?
What's
yeah,
that?
What is that?
Wait, was it the be nice to others or something?
Do unto others as you would have done unto you. That's the golden rule.
Do people.
Yeah.
Bible.
Like, treat others the way you want to be treated.
Yep.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, drive
yeah.
it home.
That's the new revised edition version. Yeah. I got the King James going on over here. So, yeah, I've been playing some PlayerUnknown's.
Yeah, I have too.
I have been trying to play really aggressively.
Mm-hmm. I haven't.
Yeah, I know. That's why we don't play duos often.
Oh.
Because playing aggressively in PlayerUnknown's is really fun. Because, you know, you always have an objective. It's not like, okay, find a gun, get in a corner, and hope. I feel like there's a lot more strategy in playing aggressively. And honestly, it's because I have been watching Grimms a lot, which is a PlayerUnknown's streamer on Twitch. And it just looks like he has so much more fun with the game than other people normally do. Mm-hmm. He also doesn't take it really seriously because it's in early access, which is another mindset I've been trying to adopt. Like, obviously, when people are cheating and it's really obvious, he, you know, reports them.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, PlayerUnknown's is a fun game if you play it aggressively. It's just kind of a waiting simulator if you don't.
I've had this dream scenario recently that we tried to do twice, and we fucked up. Not like
what is
the
dream scenario?
The dream scenario is you get a plane that's going to the corner of the map, the northeast part of the map, the spawn island.
Oh, and you try to get there.
We take a boat to the spawn island. We gear up there, and then we fucking win. That's the dream scenario. Is we gear up there and then we make it back somehow.
I want to do this dream scenario.
Yeah, like we somehow fucking make it. And we win the fucking match. That's my dream scenario in this game. I want to do, before I stop playing this game, I want that to happen.
I will play duos with you,
yeah.
And we will do that.
Yeah.
We will make it happen.
We need, like, substantial amounts of healing.
Yep.
Like, a fuck ton. We need a boat.
Oh, we're not doing social eating anymore.
Okay.
Let me update our thing real quick.
When you said dream, I thought you meant, like, actual dreaming.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I thought this was an actual dream you had. Like, oh, yeah, we did it.
No, like, goals.
Okay. Bagels.
Like bagels.
I do remember like having a dream about PUBG before.
I don't think I have yet.
How'd that go?
I remember it being good, but I don't know like what exactly happened.
Oh yeah, I've definitely dreamed I was good at video games.
Oh yeah, I have too. I occasionally dream about video games. It doesn't happen terribly often.
Yeah.
But I sometimes do.
Every time I like encounter one of those studies that it's like surgeons sometimes play video games that are really like hands-on, like Tetris or something. Not that Tetris is like super hands-on, but that requires a lot of analytical thinking before surgery to like get their minds thinking that way. Every time I like read one of those and then I try to go to bed after playing a game, I'll start seeing that game as I like fall asleep.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
It is weird.
I've been playing Tetris today.
How do you enjoy it?
Not so great on mobile.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got Roller Coaster Tycoon on mobile.
How's that?
I love it a lot. I haven't checked in on it recently, but it was a lot of fun, like making rides. So.
Oh, I was thinking of Zoo Tycoon for some reason.
No, not Zoo Tycoon. Roller coasters.
Whoops.
Different one. I almost played Bayonetta on stream.
That's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We just got a really weird message in Twitch chat, and I don't know how to respond to it. I don't know who they're referring to.
Oh, well, I mean, there's only one Asian.
Yeah, but you're not an Asian guy. Anyway.
I could be.
What's it say?
That's probably how we deal with it.
Yeah.
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 Oh, okay.
That's fair. Thanks, mods, for doing your job.
Hold on. I will hit my sword again.
Do the band hammer.
Instead, on stream, I started Yakuza 0 again, a New Game Plus version, and I forgot how much I loved it.
Yeah.
It's going to be very hard. I've said this like every time I talk about Yakuza 0, but it's going to be very hard to convince me that it's not Game of the Year.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really waiting to try it.
Do you want to borrow my copy?
No. I just want to give Pat shit about this for a few years, and if I have your copy, I can't do that.
Pat, play it. Like, go home tonight and play it.
At least try it. You know, you gotta get a feel for
you're
it.
You're in the first like hour and a half, right?
If you like it, so probably. Be it. If you don't, then I want to try.
Okay.
Yeah, play another like hour and a half.
Okay.
At least, like if you can play a lot tomorrow night. That would be real good. If you could do another like 3-4 hours, it starts getting intense
Pat, either do that or play PUBG aggressively.
Oh, yeah. What would you rather do? Play Yakuza 0 or play PUBG aggressively?
Probably both.
Because if you don't play PUBG aggressively, I'm going to take away your Steam key. I'm going to find a way to do it.
Ooh.
That sounds illegal.
I will report you for cheating. In PUBG. Your stats don't match the cheater stats. Your playtime probably doesn't match like a good kill-death ratio.
I think I have like a little less than a day in that.
That's good.
Better start playing some Yakuza 0, boy.
Yeah, boy.
Also, like, help me out in this fight for Game of the Year. Because unless Yakuza's Kiwami, like, fucking blows me out of the water, it's still going to be Yakuza 0, I think.
There's no Dan Riot. so Dan said he was going to be
here. Oh, yeah, explain us.
And then Dan left. He's like, oh, I have to go home early. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay.
And then are you not getting chat on your...
I'm getting yelled at.
Oh, okay.
You're getting yelled at by yourself?
Nope.
Okay. Huh? I mean, you're just being yelled at by Deanna and me, so.
He's getting yelled at on three different fronts.
Wait, three?
Yeah.
Over Messenger?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I would never pressure you to do anything bad.
Except play Yakuza 0.
That's
it's not a bad
me.
Type of peer pressure. It's a very good game. And I think once they introduce
is
Majima, you're going to be like, holy fucking
shit. Hi, Sydney.
Shit.
Oh, wait, it's not this mic. Hi, Sydney.
Wait, what?
But yeah,
wait,
once.
Isn't that Sydney?
Yeah, but wait, you said it's not this mic?
Yeah, it's not this mic. It's that mic.
Yeah, that mic on the
stream.
Oh, that mic on the stream? That's good to know.
But yeah,
I thought you knew that already.
I did, but like I didn't really put it together.
You, viewer, listener, if you're not playing Yakuza 0, you very well
it's
should
fine.
Be. It's on sale. It was like $45
it's
like
$2
today.
To steal.
I mean, it came out like,
January,
I want to say
February.
4 months ago
January,
at this
February,
point.
I forget when.
It came out 4 months ago and it's already like $40. Absolutely pick it up.
I think it was January because I was still in I think we were still on Christmas break when I bought it, but I don't fucking remember.
Okay. I already have Kiwami pre-ordered. That's $30. That's a remake, though.
I also have that pre-ordered just for the hell of it. Because I think Amazon has like a Steelbook edition or something like that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, so that's why I got it.
Yeah, sure. Why the hell not? It's $30.
God, I love the Yakuza series. I recently learned that when Yakuza 3 came out, an actual real-life games journalist went to Japan and got three Yakuza members, legitimate Yakuza gang members, to play Yakuza 3 and then tell him how accurate of a depiction it was of the Yakuza.
That's really awesome.
That is great. And here's what they said. One, there is less drugs, less women, and less like actual Yakuza stuff in the games. They said that it glorified their jobs, so they didn't feel as bad about it. And they also said that if a Yakuza member went around starting as many fights as Kiryu does, he would be kicked out pretty much immediately.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah. They also said Kiryu is supposed to be like a high-ranking Yakuza official in Yakuza 3. And they said that he doesn't dress like one. He actually dresses really poorly. So they spent like 5 solid minutes shitting on his shirt.
That's awesome. Where was this from?
I can't remember. I'll find it and I'll post Google. It in the yep. description of this. Hold on. Let me see if I can search for it now.
Okay. Or she'll Google it.
I don't know what I would Google. Yakuza.
Yakuza members Yakuza? Play Yakuza. Yeah.
Yakuza plays Yakuza.
Yakuza 3 reviewed by Yakuza.
That's awesome.
It's on boingboing.net.
Never heard of them.
Yeah. Let's see. Who did this?
Huh? Who did this?
Did what?
Jake Adelstein with Lisa Katayama, I think, did it.
Good job, guys. That's a cool piece. I'll actually read this later.
Yeah, absolutely. I recommend it. It's really funny to like hear them in their own words say what it is too. Yeah. They also said that the U.S. really sucks because they took out the massage parlors. I think the phone game and a couple of other like scenes. Hmm. But yeah, I also learned that Yakuza Kiwami is supposed to have more cutscenes explaining like what went on. Awesome. It's supposed to be like totally revoice acted. I think they're gonna update the textures, like a whole fucking slew of improvements. Also, Majima Everywhere mode is probably my favorite thing about that update. basically, he's gonna be just everywhere. I also saw a picture of like a teaser picture of him on a stripper pole.
Oh,
and I'm all about that. Anyway. Oh yeah. I think it was in the Amazon
in the preview?
Pre-order. Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, the PS4 Steelbook Edition. Where is it? But yeah, I like playing it on New Game Plus mode because I don't lose the fighting styles that I unlocked.
Oh, you keep them? That's good.
Yeah, you keep the fighting styles and how far you unlocked it. And you also keep... yep, there he is.
We're
lagging. You also keep... We're lagging?
Yeah.
What do you mean we're lagging?
Looks like we're better now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're better now.
Yeah, we're okay.
Oh, there it goes. Okay, well...
We'll figure it out later.
Figure it out, yeah.
I was saying something.
New Game Plus.
New Game Plus. you keep your money, you keep your fighting styles and how far you unlock them, and you also keep whatever CP unlocks you have. So if you unlocked all the stuff and like whatever outfits you had, once you get to chapter 6 and I think chapter 8 or 7, no, it's chapter 8, you can start changing your outfits. So I want to get to that point soon. It's whenever you unlock their like business mini games, you can start changing outfits. And they like say like, "Oh, you can change your outfit here in New Game, but you can't do it till New Game Plus."
Okay.
So, that's all I have to say about Yakuza 0. It's been like 15 minutes. Someone take the conversation, please.
I've been playing ARMS. That came out on Friday.
That did come out Friday.
So, if you're not aware, which I'm sure you are, ARMS is the new Nintendo fighting game.
Mm-hmm.
It is an over-the-shoulder... I don't know how to describe it because there hasn't really been like a fighting game of the style that I'm aware of. I'm sure...
Wii Boxing?
Wii Boxing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure people will correct me, but... I don't know how the fuck to describe it. It's over the shoulder, and it is motion control based or regular controller based. But it is designed around the Joy-Cons, mm-hmm. each of them being your hand.
Yep.
And I don't fucking get it. Like, not that, like, I don't get the hype, man. I don't get why people like this. It's just I can't wrap my head around this game.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's a good thing.
Okay.
But I can't quite tell. I don't know how to play this game yet.
Yeah.
Because usually I'm in a position where, like, I'm playing a fighting game at the very least, where it's like I may not be good at it, but I understand enough of it to play it.
Mm-hmm.
And with ARMS, I'm having a very hard time understanding what I'm supposed to do
yeah.
and how I'm supposed to do it. So I've been attempting to do that all weekend, and I can't seem to wrap my head around it yet.
Okay.
So I will keep banging my head at that, trying to figure out how the fuck to properly play this game. I recommend playing it without motion controls. It's a lot better. A lot, lot better.
Okay.
Yeah.
But in terms of the actual quality of the game, I think this game could use a little more explaining
mm-hmm.
things. Maybe not necessarily like how to play like with my problem, but just more in-depth tutorials and like
okay.
explaining things, say like the arms.
Mm-hmm.
So every character has a certain amount of arms.
Yep.
They all share the same pool of arms. But there's no actual description of these arms. If you can like bring up a little blurb about it, it'll be like, well, look, this zany arm is good for some insert like funny quirk here.
Yeah, like, but it's know, not but, like but it's it, faster than these other. It yeah, doesn't give you actual statistics.
Like it doesn't give me like stats or tidbits about what these arms actually do. It okay. just gives me a funny bit about them.
All right.
And I wish it actually explained that more.
Yeah.
And in terms of the, like, the content side of this thing, I think if you don't like the core of ARMS, it's not for you. Because they don't really have many things to distract you from, like, the actual fucking ARMS itself.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have many game modes. Like, if you do the story mode, it's just, like, your standard fighting game arcade mode. You do 10 fights, and then you're done. You do that with every character, and then maybe you'll get something. I don't know.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, they'll occasionally break it up with, like, some of their different, like, smaller game modes. Like, they have a basketball mode.
Mm-hmm.
A target mode, volleyball, and stuff like that. But those are all like really quick kind of minigame stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're not real game modes. They're just kind of there for fun to distract you.
Yeah.
But they don't actually have like a substantial amount of content other than just fighting someone. And I'd imagine for a lot of people, that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that's what the problem with Street Fighter had a while back.
Where yep.
The core of Street Fighter is really, really great. But it didn't have enough surrounding it to actually be worth it. And I think that might be the case with ARMS.
Mm-hmm.
But ARMS is something, like, completely different. So, if you enjoy ARMS, like, if you enjoy this core, then I recommend going for it. But if you don't, then there's nothing for you there. It's actually just fighting things constantly.
Yeah.
Although I'm very impressed with how the online lobbies work so well.
Yeah.
Like, it's very quick. Like, you get put up with maybe, like, 5 to 10 other people.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just rotate. And then you just, like, drop in, drop out,
okay.
however you want. Like, play one match and then leave, nothing happens. They're just big lobbies, and I think it's really, really good with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that is good. Let's see. Anyone else? I would really like to get into Bayonetta,
no.
But I think I'm going to stick with Yakuza on stream for a while.
Yeah.
So I'll probably talk about Bayonetta, like, the remake in a bit.
Yeah.
You been doing anything, Tiffany?
Playing Tetris.
Are you playing Tetris right now?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. Huh?
So how about the memes?
The memes?
The
memes. The memes?
I'm not aware. I wasn't aware of this part. What are we doing? What are we discussing?
We're not.
Thank
No, yeah, we're not dating this podcast immediately because of memes.
All right.
We're not doing that.
It's a weird way to date something.
But it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works. Which
it's like
sad.
We could say any meme right now.
And it would
don't.
Date
it. And anyone could be like, oh, yeah, that was June 2017, this exact day. Yeah. What else can I talk about that I did?
I don't think I played anything else.
Yeah.
Thanks, I played the Perception. I talked about that on last week's podcast.
Yeah.
I started Hollow Knight. I talked about that on last week's podcast. I didn't really play many games because the E3 stuff last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And E3 stuff.
Yeah. I've just been like generally like busy this week.
Yeah. Same.
Last week.
How was E3 for you guys?
E3 was very weird this okay. year.
Yeah.
I have also. Like.
I agree.
How so?
I have like. It was very. grounded in some ways that E3 hasn't been in a long time.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I have, like, a thing. I'm going to, like, write a little bit about E3. Not a hell of a lot, but, like, I have
just a little.
Yeah.
Blurb.
Reflective.
A little reflective, yeah. This year, yeah, like I said, it's a lot more grounded in the sense that the announcements that we received at E3 this year, they weren't like these, like, fever dream Final Fantasy VII remake, Shenmue 3, and Last Guardian. Like, they weren't like that, like, trifecta of just, like, things you'd never think would
Metroid
be released.
Metroid, though. Huh? Metroid, though.
Yeah, but Metroid, but that's not really, like, a thing. It seems like they kind of got back into the corner with that one. Because
yeah.
Skull and Bones.
Because, like...
That wasn't a fever dream thing either.
Yeah, that was just.
We're talking about like dead series that could have been or were not ever continued.
We're talking about like fan favorite big grand announcements. Like sure,
yeah.
Sure, maybe that game looks good, but that's not like a big announcement. That's just a new game.
Yeah,
like you like things that people would never imagine in like their wildest dreams.
Well,
like,
we did get Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Yeah, but that's like the one.
Yeah,
like Beyond Good and Evil 2 was like the only shade of like that in Metroid Prime 4.
Yeah,
like the only like wow. I didn't think they'd do that. So, like it felt a lot more, like, just realistic. It seems like maybe some of the big suits stepped up and be like, hey, guys, how many of these games have you actually released? Oh, none? Maybe this year only or something.
Yeah.
Like maybe things that are actually coming soon. Because
we didn't get any game that was releasing past like summer 2018.
Yeah,
I think.
We didn't get like that when it's ready kind of deal. It's like it's
we did get one.
We got one, but that was for that the last night, I think, right? It's like no, it was that fucking weird rock trip game where it's like it'll when it's damn ready.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Microsoft one.
They said damn at E3. They swore a lot at E3.
They said a damn.
Good.
Good.
Okay. Last year at E3, one person said fuck.
Yeah.
This year at E3, everyone said fuck.
Everyone's fucking at E3.
Next year, Todd Howard is gonna walk on stage in assless chaps.
Yeah.
And one cheek is gonna say sky. The other says this is gonna say rim.
Sky rim.
Remake.
Oh, okay. Oh, that was so much better than I was going.
It's gonna happen, trust me.
I'm glad that they're normalizing the like swears and stuff though.
I kinda am too. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But like it's weird.
Yeah.
It seems like it's a very like younger generation thing. I don't wanna see fucking Eves from Ubisoft go up there and be like, we're making fucking games. It's like, oh my god, calm down.
You wanna fucking shoot people? I know I want to shoot people.
I feel like whenever
I shoot people.
Yeah, I feel like whenever whenever like a suit swears, it's like, oh my god, I'm in trouble.
He said the fuck.
Yeah, he said the fuck word.
Oh man, I'm not playing games this year.
Wait, what's a suit?
Like a corporate businessman.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. A higher up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it was a lot.
It feels very out of place. It, I don't know.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like a professional business thing.
Yeah.
Know, yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of glad that professional business stuff is moving that way anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was just weird to like have E3 be the entry point to that video games industry.
I have a great story to go along with this.
Oh, boy.
So back in high school, I won't name names. I had a friend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing this project. It was like for psychology or something.
Yeah.
And it was an hour long presentation, so it was fucking long. Yeah. We really had to know our shit.
Yeah.
And my friend goes up and does his presentation.
Yeah.
And he's like swearing in the middle of it. He's like, yeah. He'll like drop like shit and fuck every now and then, and I'm like, that's really weird. That's not a thing you should do.
People will remember
in a
more.
Classroom environment. And then it ended. I'm like, well, why'd you do that? He's like, well, I was trying to get people to listen. I tried to get the teacher to pay attention more.
Whoa.
And I'm like, I'm not sure that's going to work how you think it's going to.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, don't worry. He's like, he'll probably say something about how it's a good thing that I did that or something like that. And we didn't do that at all with ours. We just did, you know, like, bam.
Yeah.
Here's information.
Yeah.
And he ended up getting like a C- on his thing because he was swearing so much in his presentation.
That's incredible.
I'm like, come on now, you know that's a bad idea.
I remember I was in a college class. This is an English class, but I'm not naming names. And a certain
no
professor
names here.
Yeah. A certain professor has a rule where if anyone if the class like swears a collective of 5 times over the course of a semester, increments of 5, you get a test.
Oh, wow.
No matter what. Someone like crossed the threshold.
Yeah.
and we were about, literally, honest to God, about to get a test. And this student just goes, oh, shit. And he's like, you know what? Maybe not. It was late in the semester.
Yeah.
One of those professors that, you know, I'm not going to say any further, because if anyone's listening from Suffolk, they'll know exactly who it is.
Yeah.
Yep. No. Swearing is a really weird
I would cause thing. So many quizzes.
I know. That's why I wouldn't take the class with you.
Hey, we took a class together before.
That means you have to sit, like, say things in
yeah,
class.
Yeah, that also means that you would have to say things in class.
I don't think I've been in, like, wait, I've only been in one class with you, haven't I? There are 2, 3, 5. I've been in about 30
classes.
Did
we ever take a class
you.
Together? Anyway.
We did.
What?
Math 104.
Oh, God. All right. Math 104. Yeah, there's a lot of interaction with the teacher in that one.
Nope.
Okay.
But yeah, back to E3.
Like,
it was a lot more grounded and a lot more, like, business-centric.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a lot more friendly.
Yeah.
In some ways, I think it was more like, hey, here's the developers. Here's the people who's making the games. Not, yeah. Here's the big suits. They're trying
to
cover that stuff up.
Do you think that's because it was public, like, open to the public for the first time?
Yeah, that could have something to
that,
do with it.
That,
because, like,
that
a lot of these
things
weren't, like, behind closed doors this year. A lot of them, like,
yeah.
The EA one you could just go to.
Mm-hmm.
A few of them you could just go to them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that might be that.
It was more like a panel rather than
a
conference.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, I had something else to say, but now I forget.
Who do you think did the best? Like, had the best overall. Ooh. Not like who won E3.
The gamers won E3.
Ew.
But like who did the best at showing off what they had?
I think Ubisoft did.
I also think Ubisoft did.
I think they genuinely had the best presentation.
Yeah.
I think they had it paced well. I think.
Mm-hmm.
They knew what they needed to spend time on, things they didn't need to spend time on. I think they had that good sense of,
yeah,
here, we're just dudes making games, but don't think about the people who are making the money from these games. Just the dudes.
Yeah, just think about the dudes making
games. It just says dudes making games here.
Two bros making games in a hot tub, 5 feet apart because they're not gay.
Yeah, it was basically
that. I've been thinking about that vine all day, sorry.
Yeah, it was pretty much that. Like, and then I think they were the one at the end, right? Where it's like, everybody come on stage, look, we did so well
that
together.
Was cool.
Oh, man.
I like how Bethesda tried to
pull
that.
Kids, they're like,
wow, my
daddy
makes
a game. It's like, I'm so proud of them. Every day they go off
to
make a game, and I just can't stop thinking about how proud of them. Like, yeah, you don't, you're fucking two. You don't think about how proud you are of your fucking
family. My reaction to that was like 50% of the people watching this press conference don't want kids. Like 50% of the people watching this hate kids and already hate this presentation.
Yeah.
I agree.
That was for a very specific people. That was for people who had kids. Like, oh man, I love my
kids. Like I got into gaming because I wanted my kids to experience
What if they're trying to change the opinions of moms against gaming?
I don't think they'd be doing it and then showing off like punching Nazis in the face.
That's pretty fun.
They need proof of how it's bad for our children or future generation. I'm not gonna fucking have kids, but
Tiffany, no. You have two opposing arguments here.
Wait, what?
You said you wanted it was like a ploy to get moms against gaming to like gaming, and then you said that the moms against gaming need a case to say this is why games are violent.
Oh, yeah.
What are you trying to argue?
I have no
video
clue.
Video games are horrible.
Yeah,
no,
video games lost E3.
They think it's horrible, but when they see the innocent children being, oh, my daddy or mommy makes video games, it's like, oh, maybe it's not that bad. They seem so innocent, but kids are fucking evil. But, you know, they don't want them being more evil because of video games. Maybe, oh, fuck, I messed up. But anyway.
Maybe you should stop playing Tetris while we podcast.
You really fucking messed up.
No, I can multitask, not really.
But yeah, I think Ubisoft had like the most cohesive. Just here are some fucking games, and I miss Aisha Tyler though.
I
liked her. Although
I was looking forward to seeing her at E3. Yeah. Honestly,
I just wanted I like her, but I don't like the things they make her say. I think I talked about this before. Like Aisha Tyler, she's great. She's really great.
Yeah.
But oh man, They give her scripts.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because she's a stand-up comedian, right?
Yeah.
She
does her own comedy stuff.
She can't really be tied to a script.
Yeah, she's pretty great when she does that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She does a lot of improv stuff.
Oh. Because
she does Who's Line?
Yeah, that's all
about improv. And she's really great on that. So.
Is that still going?
I forget. I'd imagine. I haven't watched
the remake. Why would it stop?
I watched the first season or two. And I'm like, wow, this is actually really good. And then I never did because it was just going on forever.
Yeah. I don't know what Nintendo was trying to accomplish. E3.
I think they really nailed it in some places and they didn't in other places. I think they missed the mark a little bit, but
I think they missed the mark a lot.
I think they had the games.
Yeah.
They didn't spend time on these games.
They didn't spend time announcing games.
Yeah.
They just spent time like, here's a commercial for something that's already coming out.
Yeah.
They had the new games they had was Metroid Prime 4, which they didn't show footage of.
Yeah.
Which Kirby. Conference is this?
Oh, that was right after
that. Yeah, that was in the treehouse.
Yeah.
Which conference is
Kirby,
this?
Yoshi.
Nintendo.
Those I think and Mario Odyssey. But that was
a new trailer.
Yeah.
Did they have any other actual announcements besides that?
I didn't watch Nintendo's.
I don't think they did.
I don't think they did.
I'm still burned. Like, I honestly, to God, thought they were going to do Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
When I heard it was half an hour, I was like, probably not. But, you know, there's hope.
Yeah.
I didn't think they would end it with, 10 minutes of Mario Odyssey.
It was a 3-minute trailer. I've watched the trailer about 15 times.
It felt like 10 minutes.
It's
those last 3 minutes were so drawn out for me. Yeah. I was like, but they can still do Animal Crossing, right?
Yeah. Oh, man.
And then I cried before I came here and set up the whole E3 stuff. It was a real good time. No, I didn't. I'm still mad, though. But, you know, what can you do? Nintendo's not going to listen to the one person saying, hey.
Very angry email.
Animal Crossing, please.
I mean, you're not the only one that's
saying that. I know. I'm not the only one that's saying that. I think everyone who owns a Nintendo Switch or played New Leaf is saying that. Hey, Griffin McElroy, you're an influencer. Can you please, at Nintendo and be like, hey, Animal Crossing, please.
Star Wars Lady was fucking great.
Yeah,
she was actually fucking incredible. She also did Giant Bomb Show after, and she was great on that too. The Star Wars Lady who literally had the best outfits ever, and I fell in love with her.
Yeah,
oh my god, marry me.
Giant Bomb Shows were unreal.
They were very good.
They were really good. Abby Russell,
she's so fucking good. She's
this
really,
is
really
this
great.
Is the section of the podcast where we gush about another podcast that inspires us.
Yeah.
Abby Russell, I love you.
She's absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
just, man.
Real talk, I played for that job. I'm glad she got it.
Yeah,
she deserves it.
She's a great addition.
Ba-da-ba-ba. Yeah. She kind of stole the last day of the My First E3 podcast. The last episode, it was. Anyway.
I actually didn't listen to those yet, and they're only 5 minutes each, so I should just fucking do it.
What else? Oh yeah, we got a Pool Games Inc. 2.
Yeah, that was fun. E3 announcement of the show.
E3,
we got a Pool Games.
The best part of E3. Yeah, this is literally the part where we talk about other podcasts because we haven't been doing much this week.
No.
If you don't watch or listen to Cool Games Inc., please go do it.
You probably should.
I'm already going to steal one of their ideas for a game I'm making.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was the one they said we could steal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's called The Lodge. Go listen to it. Don't get to it before I do.
Give me some time.
Is that the camera one?
Yeah, that's the cryptid MMO.
Yeah.
Yeah. I worry about Nick Robinson's drinking habits a lot.
I swear to God, I think the best quote I've ever heard ever was when he put the fucking beer bottle in his mouth.
I think I'm going to die for real. Drown for real or something.
Yeah, no, it was the thing. It was, will the beer go in the mouth, in my mouth, or will the water go in the boy? And then he went down.
What?
I forget the actual quote, but it was something like that. And oh,
yeah,
my
that
Lord.
Was it.
Yeah.
He also said, I think I'm going to drown for real.
Yeah. That was a great thing.
I like that they brought on all of the new hires at Polygon.
Yeah. Oh,
I think
the new hires?
Yeah. Okay. Patrick Gill.
Yeah.
Has. I don't think he's been there for long.
Okay.
Simone de Rochefort.
She was really great.
I love her.
I've watched some of her stuff. Her, what is it?
She does the Polygon
SEO
show.
SEO
Play.
SEO Play, yeah. I'm watching some of that. That's really great, too.
She also commands the Awful Squad, which is their playthrough of PUBG.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I tried to watch an episode of that, but I fell asleep because it was like 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
I just...
What else? Patrick Gill is hilarious. Yeah, he's Please really Retweet is one of the most renaissance pieces of our time.
It really is.
And if you haven't retweeted the toad, do it.
Please retweet the toad.
Please retweet the toad.
It's a good toad.
It's a good toad. I think we should wrap that part up, head into some announcements. Before we start, like, becoming Polygon.
Yeah.
if you're hiring, though, hey, looking for a job.
I'll drop out of school right now.
Honestly, I would have. If Polygon was like, yeah, we'll hire you right now. I was like, bye, Suffolk. Yeah,
bye. Hey, you can finish college whenever. You can't work for a thing whenever.
Yeah. What announcements? The episode 11 of the Code of Conflict went out. I had to do a lot of editing because I thought it was going to be episode 13, and then we lost two episodes. We lost an episode of character advancement, which wasn't that exciting. And we lost a one-off where everyone was really coordinated and on top of their shit, and I was proud of everybody.
Wait, did we lost the one-off?
Yeah.
We lost the one-off.
We lost the
one-off. I guess we just have together. To take our
I'm so proud of everyone during that one-off.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes fucking sense, right? Like, it makes sense that the one time we do something,
I was telling this to Pat earlier. Yeah. Now that you guys have that experience, you guys are going to know how to do Shadowrun, like, in the future.
Yeah,
and, like, do that, replicate that.
I mean, yeah, maybe we'll replicate it. We'll see.
We'll see if Scoot will let us.
Maybe you'll avoid Leroy.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wrote around your Leroy.
We'll avoid Leroy. Like, it's our fucking decision, Pat.
It kind of is.
No, it isn't.
You have to inform me
of what's going to happen
or for me to avoid Leroy.
Anyway.
I have to know what's going to happen.
We can discuss the mechanics of Shadowrun qualities later. Mm-hmm. But let's see.
But there's also Combat Junkie.
Yeah, you and Greg have Combat Junkie. Do you know how bad, fucking awful that was to write around? I made one character just so you guys wouldn't do Combat Junkie. I created a character that immobilized them so that they would not fight this big bad guy.
You created, Blind, no, yeah, Blind.
Spoiler! Yeah, I did.
I forget his
And then
name.
He became a really important part of the story, actually.
You created him just to stop us?
Yeah.
That's great.
The lengths. Because, hey, if there's a mechanic behind it, and you guys still have a player choice, that's fine by me.
Because me and him hit exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, no. It's not you and Blindfire.
No, me and Greg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. You guys both have the quality. Anyway.
Have the quality, and we hit about the 13 pool each.
But we're going to be starting up a series where we play through World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
About 5 of us. And Dave's going to be on it, but not, he's not going to talk.
I don't think they know who Dave is.
They should know how Dave is.
He's doing great.
He's doing great.
He's doing great.
They should know who Dave is by this point. Yep, we're going to do the WoW series. We have, starting mid-July, we're going to have... I think streams 5 out of 7 days of the week.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're moving a lot to Twitch live streaming. Mm-hmm. And it's a learning process.
And YouTube.
And, oh, yeah.
Stuff on
we
Twitch
archive
gets...
all of our streams onto YouTube.
Yeah.
Because Twitch doesn't keep VODs for more than 2 weeks if you're not partnered.
Yeah.
Even then, before the 60 days are up, I'd archive it to YouTube anyway because...
Yeah, like, who the fuck watches Twitch?
Yeah, I mean, I do. Yeah, yeah, I do when Grimms is not online.
Yeah, okay.
I go back and pick up where
or
I left off.
Or if I missed a Critical Role episode.
That makes sense. Well, you,
yeah, you sub to them, though.
You sub for that.
And hence the spamming of Nat 1s.
Yeah. I mean, I have Nat 1s, too.
A one.
I have Nat 1. I have Nat 1s from Nat Hyper RPG.
Too. Why don't they have one for every number?
Because the 1 and the 20 are the only ones that matter.
Well, like, what if you get a 2?
I can spam a 2, too.
Are you serious?
Hit me up with the
12. There's a 2. Oof.
Yeah, hit me up with the 12.
All right. That's like for their second anniversary. This is great over audio.
Man,
like, trust me.
There's a 12.
What else? What else are we doing? Conan Conflict, what?
Oh,
we're still announcements.
Yeah.
We're easing back into, like, doing a weekly podcast.
Yeah.
Because last week was pretty lax. This week is still kind of...
So
we're coming off of E3 stuff.
Guess we don't have much to talk about.
Yeah.
Wow, Code of Conflict.
Announced we have 5 out of 7 days starting Wednesday, July 12th. Kennedy's going to be doing something.
Yeah.
Dan starts up his streams.
Tomorrow.
Well, 2 days ago.
Yeah, 2 days ago.
But today. Tuesday. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, if you're live, 2 days ago. Sorry, you missed it. If you're archived.
Yeah.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
What else?
I don't know.
I don't think that's much. I don't think we have much else to say. Bear with us as we make the switch to Twitch streaming. Not all of us have done it before. And we're still learning how to be entertaining for like 3 hours at a time.
It's hard.
Yeah. It's insanely difficult. Mm-hmm. I guess we're going to move into questions now.
Cool.
It's hard if you're not talented.
It's very hard like, if you're not talented, like, if you don't like vocalize your thoughts.
Yeah, like if you're like really good at a game, you can like get by. Mm-hmm. Like say like one of the Overwatch streamers. I watch Seagull a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like he's not terribly entertaining, but he's like really good and he has a lot of like great things to say about it. And he's like also a little entertaining on the side. And I watch him because of his knowledge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like so, it's very hard to be entertaining if you're not good at a game.
Yeah. It's also very hard to be entertaining when you have, like, half a person in chat.
Yeah. That too. So.
Because I can't be entertaining by myself.
Yeah.
Like, if this podcast was just me talking for 45 minutes, I would have stopped it 3 weeks in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need someone to bounce off of.
Yeah. That's why I try to be there for everyone's streams.
So they have someone there.
That's why I co-host with Nugget.
Yeah. Nugget also has a lot more experience streaming in general.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
I've been asking him for advice, and he's like, yeah, just talking is the key.
Yeah.
Just respect your Twitch streamers more.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder than they're not just dudes sitting there playing video games.
Yeah.
Even though that is what they're doing. It's a lot harder than just
that.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to be entertaining. It's hard to be a person for 8 hours.
Yeah.
Let alone a person on camera and a person entertaining on camera for thousands
Live.
Of people.
Yep. Oh. I Sydney said this twice now, and I think she wants us to say that there's a Chrom amiibo.
Yeah, there's a Chrom amiibo.
There's a Chrom amiibo.
But if we announce it... then people will get it and it'll sell out and you won't be able to get one.
Yep, sorry.
He matters.
Creators are already gone.
Yeah.
Because we just said it, so sorry about that.
Oh, shit.
Sorry we became a social media influencer like I can't snap. Thank you.
I can snap with my left hand.
I can't snap with either hand.
I half feel you.
I could snap with both.
Yeah, we just became social media influencers. Chrom is all sold out because we... can we talk about amiibos real quick?
Hopefully you used your discount code.
Do we?
Can we talk about the Urbosa amiibo and how I hate the...
What?
She has a thing
literally between her legs, shoved up the area.
Somewhere. It's up to the imagination.
Yeah.
Oh.
I hate it. It doesn't even look like she needs support standing.
But I have a great picture of...
She has a third leg. hello.
See, if you didn't know what it looks like, that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Just everyone, the logo with the top.
Everyone. Wait, no. That was not the way I started.
That's the wrong whistle for that. Too.
Everyone know. That's not the way I wanted to start that sentence.
Oh.
At least it's not a pea stick Link.
That's true. If this was the yellow stick.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That would have been hilarious.
No, it would have been even fucking worse.
It would have been so much worse.
Why do they have to ruin literally the only one of the four I care about?
Yeah. Also, Griffin's amiibo corner is about to get fucking wild.
How the fuck is he going to eat Durok?
The same way he's going to eat a coconut, apparently.
Yeah.
Because, Griffin McElroy, if you don't know, when Sea of Thieves came out and he saw someone eating a banana, like fucking peel and all, crunching on it, like from the stem, from the top, Sea of Thieves... challenged him by showing a character eating a coconut.
Yeah.
Just like chomping into a coconut. And oh boy.
What did I do?
Zoom it in.
I don't know if he's gonna try it, but I think he gave it legitimate thought.
The
chat.
I mean, zoom in on chat?
Yeah, I can't see shit.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know if he's gonna do it, but I think he gave it like a legitimate like 2 minutes of thought before he was like, no, it's gonna need a lot of dental work afterwards.
He fucked up his teeth.
Fish waifu's face does look like a fucking potato.
Yeah.
Garak is the only nice-looking
one. I was never
one.
Attached to Mipha.
I wasn't either. It was all about the other three. Like, Mipha was just okay. Yeah, and then I did.
And then you only remembered her name.
Yeah. It was all about Revali, Daruk, and Urbosa.
Yeah. I never got to Daruk's thing.
Yeah.
I got so bored of that Zelda before I could finish the fourth dungeon, and that was the fourth one. So, I don't know his story.
I think I stopped on the third.
Yeah, Duruk and Revali's definitely look the best.
Oh, hey! Thank you for following.
Person?
I am DX3.
Oh, thanks for following.
Yeah, thank you for following. Yep.
Is that how you spell Monique?
Yeah, you just spelled Monique.
Okay, I thought it was like Monique.
She's sweet and very generic. Yeah, that's the impression I got from Mipha. Yeah. I like the scenes between her and Link. I just was not attached to her at all.
Mm-hmm. Those are nice. They announced some more amiibo. They announced the Mario Odyssey line.
Yeah.
The Wedding Peach, Wedding Bowser, Wedding mm-hmm. Mario. I wish the Wedding Peach amiibo had like her bouquet of piranha plants. That would have been really nice.
I love seeing all the art. Excuse me. Of Wedding Peach.
Yeah.
What about the Rabbids? Are those amiibos?
Those are not amiibo. Those are figures. And okay.
That could
the
be your dad.
To a eternal happiness.
Wait, what?
That rabbit could be your dad.
That rabbit. Luigi Rabbid could be your fucking dad. Your homeless, washed up, disgusting father.
What is going on?
Mm-hmm. It's my preferred kind of dad. It's what, a very spicy
what
dad.
What meme am I missing?
There is no meme.
We made one.
The whole E3 show. Yeah, we made
yeah,
a meme.
That was this our. That was our inside joke.
Yeah. Because
get
yeah,
that
yeah,
meme
yeah,
shit
yeah.
out of here.
All right,
we
so
did that.
I wasn't
yeah, so
here.
I drew a picture of Luigi Rabbit because he's the fucking best thing ever. And I wrote a thing saying this could be your ad under it.
Okay.
And then someone suggested I add a D.
This could be your dad. Be your and then dad. And then we said Ricky could be your daddy because he has a lot of muscles.
Sorry, Ricky.
He's taking applications.
And then there's
tweet them at him.
Panda dabbing saying this could be your dab.
That was my favorite one. All right. Let's get into some questions because we've been procrastinating it for like 10 minutes now.
Yeah.
From Darian on Facebook, what kind of scenery do you find you like the most anywhere in the world? I love pretty colors and beautiful mountains.
I really love snow scenery until I get cold. Like, snow is like so fucking gorgeous. Like, there are a few things as gorgeous as seeing like a dead tree, but like with like all with snow
yeah,
on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's so. Like in the
oh,
daytime.
Like, oh, okay. I like seeing snow like in the nighttime.
Yeah.
Where like the street lamps are like filtering through it.
Yeah. Then, I like morning and like sunsetting snow.
Yeah.
The nighttime. But man, like daytime and sunsetting snow scenery is literally like fucking awesome.
I did say this before, last week, but that.
Phil is my horse.
okay. That like that like phase of the rain where the there's a little bit of fog right on top of a like really slick highway mm-hmm. and all the lights are like reflecting off of it and you're driving like right through the city.
Sorry.
That's that good shit.
On top of this along with the snow
yeah
thing.
There's just like a foot of like really dense fog. Not dense, a really like sparse fog, and it's like catching the light as it reflects.
Yeah.
It's good.
So like sunset during the summer though.
Yep. I think sunset during the summer is like one of those universal ones that's just like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. I really like the snow too.
Yeah.
It's just like any time of day, snow.
Okay. Yeah.
I really like crunchy snow too when you step in.
Oh, when you like step in it and like it has a little bit of resistance before it gives.
Yeah, like
mm-hmm.
Yes, I enjoy that too, but it's not really like a scenery thing, but I really dig it.
Oh, but it goes with the scenery.
Oh, like do you like that image with it?
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
Or just like footsteps, you can see what animals have been there
that's,
too.
That's
yeah.
That's nice too. Yeah.
Mm. Let's see. I also like fall, like a park.
Yeah.
In mm-hmm. fall. That's like that's also good.
I like
shit.
Halloween scenery.
Yeah.
That's why Halloween's my like, hands down my favorite fucking holiday. I just like all of like the.
Yeah. The I feel like weather-wise, it's the most comfortable too.
Absolutely.
And then from Sydney on Facebook, what's a game you're glad you went back to, and played or finally finished after a really long time? I'm really glad I went back to Yakuza 0. even though I didn't finish it a long time ago. I just really like the game. I am glad I went back to Majora's Mask. I didn't like it. Well, when I played it for the first time, when I was 14, I played it on emulator and enabled cheats and just like made it to the end. I'm glad I went back and I was like, no, I'm gonna take this one through and through. I'm also glad I went back and revisited. There was another one I was gonna say. Come back to me.
Spelunky is probably my biggest one with this because I remember when Spelunky came out on the Xbox 360 arcade when that was still a thing. I didn't like it all that much. I played it for a little while. I'm like, man, it's kind of generic. Whatever, mm-hmm. It's your generic platformer. Whatever, I don't care.
Yep.
And then a few years later, I went back to Spelunky, and now it's genuinely just one of my favorite games ever made. Like, Spelunky is just wow. But it's because I went back to it.
Yeah. Hotline Miami, obviously. Mm-hmm. And No Man's Sky. I do like going into No Man's Sky just to, like, chill. Mm-hmm. I think the soundtrack does a lot for that. Mm-hmm. And even though it I haven't played it, like, in the last couple of months, but I think it's still pretty much a buggy mess. No. Even though it was a buggy mess when it released, like, I still like the fact that it was kind of peaceful in a way. Mm-hmm. So, even with creative mode, without, you know, attacking things, still good. Let's see. Tiffany, Pat.
It's either I finish it or don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's usually how I go. It's either I play and finish the game, and then once I finish the game, I don't go back to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it.
Yep. Yeah, that's how it is a lot of times with me too, but there are some exceptions.
We got no questions on Twitter. I like going back to Miitomo every once in a while. Yeah. Miitomo's real cute.
Miitomo's good in small bursts.
Yeah.
It's very good in small bursts.
I also like that I finally finished.
Hi.
What was the game that took me a long ass time to finish? Xenoblade Chronicles. I still haven't finished it. Because my Wii no longer reads discs. No. So I got to set it up on an emulator again and play through it. But I really love revisiting that game. So. What game do you like revisiting?
I just revisiting constantly?
Yeah. Revisiting constantly. Okay. Oh, wow. Let's offshoot that.
Yeah.
So. Wow.
Warframe.
Yeah. Or Warframe, yeah.
Yeah.
This is one that, oh man, I'm going to regret saying it. But like there are very few games I enjoy like genuinely going back to and playing. And like I'll just like play through the whole thing because it's like short. But man, Sonic Adventure 1.
Really?
Like that is a game I will, like I'm never in the mood to play old games. Usually it's like, you know, like Smash or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But like in terms of like single player stuff that I genuinely just love to go back and play. Like every now and then, it happens like once every year or so, maybe a little more.
Yeah.
But man, like I will just one day I'll wake up and I'll be like, I'm just gonna play Sonic Adventure today. Like I'm just always in the mood for that.
Okay.
But the first one, not the second one. I fucking hate the second one.
Why is the second one not as good in your opinion?
I don't like
Flashy Bus says, I'm a witness.
I don't like the stages in between.
Okay. I'm gonna find you're a witness. Chat, do you have questions for us?
I didn't say that. No one knows I said that.
There's one.
There's one.
And then I have more.
Let me see if I can get a hold of Dave for a couple of questions.
I'm gonna ask this one.
Yeah, do it. Okay.
Here's one from Andy.
All right, here we go.
What is the best color for underwear?
Black.
Purple. Just because purple is literally the best color that exists. Thanks, Monica. Monica saved the clip of me.
I guess I'd like say black too.
Black?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What color am I wearing today?
I think mine are
blue. I think I'm wearing gray.
I think mine are mostly blue and red.
Are we factoring like other things blue with it? Like with our
like
choice?
Like fabric? Yeah, what's the best fabric for underwear, fabric guys?
Sure.
I like satin.
I've never had satin though. You have to imagine. Yeah. Like, you have to realize there aren't many like.
It's either satin or like a breathable, stretchy thing.
There aren't many male undergarments made of satin.
Yeah.
Like this is not a common thing, unfortunately.
It's usually just like.
Corgi Bread said, I really love replaying Spyro Ripto's Rage. I've witnessed that. Twitch purple love.
Twitch purple.
Twitch purple. Bleed purple.
Huh? Bleed.
I would love to have purple blood.
Me too.
Pink or blue, like purple a lot. Says Corky Bread. Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have another question for us?
Yeah, I got a few more.
So, did you say a color?
I said either blue or red.
Okay.
Because mine are blue pink or red. Blue.
I like Under Armour material. Yeah. It's like a really thin Under Armour material. Okay. I get them at Target.
Okay.
I always just get Hanes.
I always have this problem where my pants fall down anyway, and I feel like if I were to have an Under Armour material for my undergarments,
it would just speed the process.
It would just fucking speed it up a lot. Yeah.
just wear a belt.
Monica has witnessed that on multiple occasions.
Yep.
Everyone has. Monica is the one that does something about it.
Yeah. I usually let people be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Monica is the one that will pull them off.
I find people are very aware of like when their ass crack is showing. Yeah.
I'm immediately aware of my ass crack is showing. My underwear, it's like, you can deal with my underwear. Fucking,
yeah.
It's okay.
I mean, it's not like they smell bad.
Yeah. You can deal with my underwear.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, hopefully. If your underwear smells bad and it's like showing outside your pants, please put it back.
Yeah. But like, no.
And then don't just shower.
don't show your ass crack unless you want to.
Can we, talk about that plumber commercial?
Which one?
The liquid plumber commercial. Where it's, we have a little plumber in all of us, and just a little bit of ass crack is showing on everybody. It's really good.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, one of the zombies from Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare actually shows her butt crack.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got another question for us? That was a little out of left field, but all right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we were talking about butt cracks.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
These ones are from Julia.
Okay.
Would you rather strangle a dog with your bare hands Or a bear with your dog hands?
What? Wait.
I don't have dog hands.
Yeah. You get that commercial. It's a good commercial. Flashy bra.
Yes, hide your butt cracks.
Yeah, please do. Oh, my God. I think probably a bear with my dog hands, because at least I'd go out in glory.
I wouldn't be able to strangle the dog.
That's not gonna happen.
I don't think unless that dog is actively trying to kill my other dog.
Yeah,
I don't think I'd be able to do it.
Like I think if a dog went after Eugene and like was rabid or something and it would not bite me, I would definitely strangle it.
Yeah, but man, there are easier ways to off a dog than going right in its fucking domain and ending it. It's like, hey, motherfucker, all of your threat is right where I'm about to go for you. This is a high-risk situation.
Yeah. But no, definitely bear with dog hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Dog hands wouldn't be able to wrap around a bear neck.
No, you just press on the tracheal. Yeah,
okay.
All right, what's the next question?
What do you want to be your last meal?
Is this Julia again?
Yep.
Okay. What do I want to be my last meal?
A nice steak.
A winner, winner chicken dinner. honestly, though, I think it would probably have to be like a smattering of like ethnic Armenian food.
Yeah, it'd have to be a lot for me. I can't just say I can't pick one thing, a buffet.
Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. I gotta have a buffet.
Definitely.
Ooh. Yeah.
Just a buffet of like every single one of my favorite foods.
Yeah, it can't just be one. It's gotta go off the bank.
Yeah. Corgi Bread says, what's an article of clothing or an accessory that you like wearing but don't get to wear often? Chokers. I've only worn chokers like twice in my life. I like them a lot though. And sweaters because it's summer and it's hot as balls. Yeah. Sweaters are like my ride or die clothing piece. I'll wear them with everything. But I don't let the heat stop me sometimes.
I like hats a lot, but I can't actually pull off hats. It's like a different question.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen your profile.
Yeah, what?
No, try it.
Huh?
Experiment. It's okay. See, that looks better.
Yeah, that looks a lot better.
Yeah, that looks a lot better.
Hey, fucking nerds.
Take it off. He's going.
There's no crying in baseball.
Speaking of action.
I'm sorry, Dad.
I kind of wish there was like a little thing in the front and then you can pull some hair. Yeah.
I will do that.
A little tuft.
Yeah. The next time it is not 75,000 degrees, I'll wear my switch hat for all of you. And it's got a little puff in the front.
Oh, you'll wear the trucker hat?
I'll wear the trucker hat. Trucker hats are the best accessory, period. If you're not a trucker.
Yeah. Wait, what?
if you're a trucker and you wear trucker hats, yeah, it's just you're adding to the stereotype.
If you're
not a trucker and you wear trucker hats, you're a fashion icon.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. If you look like a trucker, stop it, Monica. If you look like a trucker. Time out.
That was so quick.
If you look like a trucker, don't wear a trucker hat. If you don't look like a trucker, wear a trucker hat.
Yeah. Like, that's if you got, like, big-ass curly hair, put a trucker hat on that shit.
Yeah. I also like wearing, like, bracelets and watches and shit like that, but I never actually do it. I like wearing
rings, but my fingers are too big for, like, most conventionally found rings.
Yeah. I feel like I always buy rings
that, like, can, like, change sizes.
Oh, those always break on me.
Oh.
Anklets are another piece of clothing.
Yeah.
Clothing that accessory. I like wearing. Yeah. Trucker hat gives more air to your head. Yeah. So there's less sweat, like, collecting and festering. Oh.
I remember when smelling Jake's...
Oh, Nightbot. Hey, what's up?
What do you call a hat? I remember smelling Jake's hat.
Yeah, I remember that. He's really creeped out about it.
No, yeah, that's why I did it.
Yeah, well.
Also, like, not one that I don't have the chance to wear, but I like wearing scrunchies instead of, like, thin hair ties. Are you fucking watching baseball on my podcast?
I turned it on for 2 seconds.
And you're not getting more.
We're almost done.
I got more questions, by the way.
Yeah, you have more questions.
Oh, yeah?
What's the score? You can put a scrunchie over the,
hair tie?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that puts a lot of stress on my hair. Also, it doesn't put a lot of stress on my hair.
Yeah.
I love hats, but I'm paranoid they'll blow away. Oh yeah, that's the real.
That's the real worry. Was that poor child at Six Flags who went back for his hat after the roller coaster?
No. And then he got punted.
Huh?
A while ago, there was this kid who was on like a roller coaster, and he
dropped it. His hat flew off.
His hat flew off, and he
landed in the restricted area.
Yeah, and he went after it and died.
Oh my god!
His head got punted by a kid on the roller coaster.
Yeah. Damn.
That's why you never keep your kids on a leash.
Never go back for hats.
Yeah, you can always buy a new hat.
Yeah.
You can't buy a new head.
I've only heard of one scenario where you can't buy a new hat. And it's my sister has this one Red Sox hat that has like all the different logos on it from like when they started up.
Okay.
It's
one of those rare ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we found it at like a Bob's and it was on sale and so we bought it. And we have never, ever been able to find or replicate this hat. And it's all, like, faded and sweaty now.
Oh, wow.
This was, like, at least 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. And she still has the hat.
Or if it's a hat you really, really need, don't go running after it.
Yeah.
In a roller coaster.
Yeah. Maybe, like, think and be like, talk to someone who's manning the ride.
Yeah, maybe get an official and be like, hey, could we stop this ride? I really need that hat.
Yeah.
If it's that important to you. If it's not, just let it go.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good to move on.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yep.
You got more questions? Even
I got like one more.
Okay.
If you were a dog, what would you want your last name to be? Or your name to be?
My last name.
Not your last name, just your name.
Thank you, Flashyba, for the follow. I would want my dog name to be Arlo. I think it's the best name for a dog ever. Yeah. Thank you, Flashyba, for the follow there.
I was trying to think of names recently because yesterday I almost bought
a leopard
gecko.
That doesn't seem like a very impulse purchase.
Yeah.
So they're a lot cheaper than you'd think, and they're a lot.
Oh no, I believe they're pretty cheap.
Yeah, and so we were in the pet store. We were getting Fenway a new bed because she has now trashed her old one, and she needed a new one. And we were at the store, and there. Remember that picture of that leopard gecko going around with his little small toy friend?
Yeah.
And I almost bought it. It was $20, and I'm like, man, I just want this leopard gecko because it's so lizards. Fucking cute. But their upkeep is a little annoying. I wouldn't want to have to feed anything bugs.
Yeah.
That's my cutoff point. But that whole time, I was trying to think, like, well, if I got it, what would I name it? And I just couldn't fucking think of a name for a gecko.
What about Roland?
Roland? That's cute.
I like super official sounding names for pets. Because it's like, you're dumb. You don't know anything. Yeah. He's walking around with a name like Roland. Yeah, I would totally name a dog Roland. Yeah, like a corgi named Roland.
Yeah,
it's good. I'm probably going to have one in the future.
Yeah. I'll have a leopard gecko in the future, too. They're just so fucking precious.
Oh, yeah. I feel like unconventional pets are more precious than people make them out to be. Because everyone's like, oh, yeah, dogs and cats. But, like, what about, like, gerbils?
Yeah.
Gerbils are cute. I kind of want a ferret. Hamsters are cute.
A ferret?
Yeah.
I would not be able to deal with the smell of ferrets.
Of a ferret?
Yeah.
Of their poop?
Yeah, they smell like shit all the time.
Yeah.
They're cute.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that. They just smell real bad.
They're just Francis Bacon. Wasn't that the name of the...
Yeah, that's a philosopher.
No. I thought that was the name of, like... I know, but I thought that was something else from a thing.
Pudding Pop or Poppy? Oh, my God.
Poppy.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
Do you have another question for us? Because I got a really philosophical one.
I don't.
Why are birds?
Why are birds what?
Why are birds?
Just why are birds?
Yeah, why are birds? Because dinosaurs.
Oh, shit. Cockatoos are pretty great.
Oh, I love those. Or cockatiels, yeah.
Yeah.
Any ferrets are high maintenance, yeah. I believe it.
I don't know the difference.
Huh?
Who's saying that?
Cockatoo is the one with the orange cheeks.
Oh, okay.
And cockatoo is the big
head. That's the big head one. Yeah.
Grandmother used to have ferrets?
We used to have two birds. Two little parakeets.
Okay.
They were afraid of us.
Oh.
Because one was, we like found in a yard. And the other we got from Petco. Don't get your pets from Petco.
I almost did yesterday. I almost got my
leopard. Birds are expensive and to take care of, yeah. Anything that needs like a big cage is very expensive to take care of immediately just because of the cage.
Yep.
Isn't there like an alternative, like a sea
what?
Something that you can arrange, please?
A what?
Like the CC something. Like I've seen on YouTube, instead of using an actual cage, they can, like, align
PCB? Not PCB.
No.
PCP.
No.
PVC?
PVC.
Is
That's
it?
What I meant to
PVC
say.
PVC pipes?
Like, pipes? Are they white tubes?
No. Like, you can form your own storage space by using those.
Milk crates?
I mean, you can for some pets, but you can't for others.
Yeah.
Yeah, like birds.
Yeah, I wouldn't use it for... Well, birds are okay with plastic. A lot of rodents, plastic will affect their digestive system.
Yeah, because they'll try to
probably
eat
kill
it.
Them.
If I had a bird, I wouldn't want a cage for it. I just want it to be my friend ever. I don't care where it poops. I'll clean it up.
So it would be like on the stick thing?
A swing?
Yeah, it would have like a stick or something.
Is it a swing? Mm.
Huh?
Is it a swing?
I would
your thing that you
times.
Were talking about.
Oh, no, yeah, it's like an
times.
Alternative
yeah.
to the cage?
Oh, like a playpen.
Sort of.
But
yeah.
like, just hang,
okay.
just hanging out. Yeah.
Yeah. If I
just
had a bird,
like
I,
Gizmo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
if I had a bird, that bird would be just like flying through the house constantly. That'd
that would
be
bad for their beaks and claws. Plastic.
What would be bad?
Turn your living room into an atrium.
Honestly,
I would love to turn a room into like a chinchilla house. They get so much goddamn exercise.
That's massive.
It's a lot of maintenance, though.
Yeah,
you just have to vacuum the room.
Oh.
Every couple of days.
I don't know. I was wondering, like, you can go up the.
I mean,
like up here, like.
You could probably create like something so they can.
Wood is a better alternative. Yeah, untreated wood is a really good alternative for making enclosures for pets.
Yeah.
Make sure it's untreated though, because a lot of the chemicals they treat it with could poison them.
Because they eat everything.
And then
try to.
Dave also has another question.
Hey, Dave.
What's the next crossover after Mario and Rabbids, and what kind of game is it? Assassin's Crossing?
That's a good one. Assassin's Crossing.
Yeah. It's a stealth-based...
Not Mario and Assassin's Creed.
It's a stealth-based, like, simulation game. You have to do things for your villagers, but you can't let them know you did it.
Will there be murder?
No!
Oh...
So
but assassins.
Yeah, you can play as one of the assassins.
So to pick these things properly, you need two crossovers. You either need two industry giants,
mm-hmm.
or you need one industry giant and one that means fucking nothing in the year 2017, like the rabbits. So,
I'm still sticking with Assassin's Crossing. Assassin's because every time I see AC, I get it confused. Yeah. I'm like, okay, who? What website am I looking at this on?
Hmm. Yeah, this is a good one.
Take your time.
I just want like a rated M, but child game. Like it's meant for children, but so like twist it into rated M one.
GTA Dora.
Oh.
Dora Theft Auto.
See, I think
swiper action.
There's a mod for that, probably.
Oh, duh.
I think Fire Emblem makes for a good basis of something to merge with.
Yeah.
Because like.
Because it has a good system on its own.
It's like turn-based combat. It's got a lot of characters. It's got. Fucking thousands of characters.
Monica said rabbits are popular everywhere except for the western coast, western hemisphere.
Okay,
that makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense.
And there's a lot you can do with Fire Emblem. Like it's a basic system that you can improve if added with other things.
Yeah.
So I think adding Fire Emblem with a lot of things would work well. But let me think of what.
Oh. Yeah. Like expanding on the Dora the Explorer thing, it'd be like a mystery game Dora to. Adora.
All right.
Viva Pinata with Harvest Moon.
Okay, I could see that. It's just Viva Pinata.
Yep. That's just what that would be.
Mm-hmm.
What's Harvest Moon?
The farming game.
Okay.
That inspired Stardew Valley.
Fire Emblem Pokemon. I mean, yeah, Conquest was really good.
What about not Assassin's Conquest. Creed
wait,
Pokemon?
Wait, was it Conquest? It was Conquest.
No, huh? That was Assassin's Creed Pokemon.
How would that work?
Everyone's
turn-based assassinations?
There's no turn-based. Everyone's just Pokemon. It's just Assassin's Creed, but everyone's Pokemon.
I feel like there's a fan art waiting to happen.
And then the humans are trying to take over and make it.
So the humans are the Templars?
Yes.
Ooh, interesting. Harvest Moon got renamed to Story of Seasons. No, I think that's a spiritual successor. I don't think it's an actual Harvest Moon thing.
I can't think of a good thing with Fire Emblem.
No?
No.
All right.
But that would be a good base for it. I half answered your question, Dave. Are you proud of me?
Fuck you, Dave.
I mean, the answer is no, but I think he is.
Yeah. Is he watching?
No.
No.
Nope.
Oh, he's just asking?
Yeah,
oh.
I made him ask.
Oh, never mind, Dave. You didn't hear this.
Fuck you, Dave.
All right. I think that's going to do it for us this week. Thank you for tuning in. Yeah. We'll be back next week. We have Twitter @the_lifecast, Facebook, the Lifecast. Website thelifecast.net. We have a Discord server and we stream on Twitch at thelifecast.net, all one word, which is where you're watching this. If you're watching it live, if you're catching the podcast, this is where we streamed it a few days ago. Pikmin and Tetris is another good last minute hit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would just result in Puyo Puyo, honestly. All right. We will be back next week with another podcast. We do have streams lined up for the rest of this week, and once we go offline, you'll see that schedule. We also have it pinned on Twitter and Facebook. We'll see you in a little bit next week. Fire Emblem and 10 dogs.
Wait, how would that work?
It's just your units are dogs.
Yeah. Right. You just pet the waifus. You pet the dogs, yeah. Wholesome.
Don't you already pet the waifus?
Yeah, you can blow on them too.
All right. We'll be back next week. Thank you very much for listening.